The problem with doing a story about butterflies, as opposed to, say, birds or bees, is that, well, you can't really hear butterflies. But trust me when I say that butterflies are more abundant, at least in the South, at least for now. But as University of Georgia agricultural ecology professor Bill Snyder says, it's not quite that simple.
So the main things that seem to be happening with these butterflies was a complex pattern that differed across the United States.
Let's pause for a minute to unpack this, because it is complex. Butterfly populations vary depending on climate, and climate differs across the country. So both seasons and regions have an impact on butterflies.
In the Southwest and Western U.S., where we've had these increasingly intense droughts and periods of greater heat, butterflies seem to be declining relatively strongly.
And in the Southeast?
In the Southeast, rainfall has stayed pretty strong. Temperatures haven't increased quite as much. In those cases, butterflies seem to actually be increasing.
So as Snyder says, we're lucky in the Southeast. Butterfly populations are increasing and they seem relatively healthy. But that might change because, well, summers in the Southeast can be pretty brutal. Here's Snyder's colleague, Michael Crossley, a postdoctoral associate.
What's happening in different seasons really does matter. Yeah, winter, that minimum temperature, that's going to have an impact. The summer, that maximum temperature is going to have an impact. In the spring and the fall, that precipitation is going to be really important. You know, we know that insects and plants can have sometimes different responses to a warming spring.
It's probably not a huge shock to hear that there's a connection between butterfly populations and climate. But the nuances of that crucial connection can be fascinating, according to Snyder. In a way, that connection is less about monarchs and swallowtails than it is about milkweed and marigolds.
Butterflies, of course, are dependent on their plants. So the caterpillars need to feed on plants to be able to grow and develop. And the adults, you know, feed on flowers for nectar. So if you have a case like in the West where it's very, very dry and a lot of times actually on fire, that's very bad for the plants. And when the plants do badly, the butterflies are going to do badly. But in the Southeast, as we've seen in the past week or so, you know, we have lots and lots of rain still, relatively mild climate. The plants are doing well, benefiting from all that rain. And when the plants do well, the butterflies do well.
And while there has been a recent increase in butterfly populations, experts like UGA entomology department head Chris Brayman are still concerned about their decline.
There has been some concern over the last several years about lower butterfly populations in general. And then there are some very much signature species or prominent species that we're very interested in. There's a lot of work at the university in the Institute of Ecology on monarchs. But we think of the big butterfly season as mid to late summer, and sometimes our numbers have seemed pretty low over the last few years. Loss of habitat is, I think, one of the biggies. That's an important factor and one of the reasons why we really try to promote people adding their own pollinator space, not just for the bees, but for the butterflies as well.
And like everybody else, I want to attract more butterflies to my yard. So I asked Chris Brayman what plants I need to do that.
So for the swallowtails, it might be parsley or bronze fennel. For our beautiful little Gulf fritillary, it could be a plant called maypop or passion vine. So be thinking about that as you're adding plants to your garden.
For Athens News Matters, I'm Jessica Wurst, heading out to buy some native plants.